the greater reset in Morelia wouldn't happen without Miriam Gomez. I can tell you that because for all the work that myself and Ramiro and John do, Miriam has handled so much of this. So please give her a round of applause on that, first of all. And yeah, she's got a lot to share with you today. So I'm going to go ahead and just let's bring Miriam on stage and hear what her heart has to say tonight. Please give her a round of applause. Thank you, guys. You get this beautiful background.
Perfect timing, right? To get this background on stage. I say there's no accidents. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Do I need to stay by the podium? thank you. Thank you for showing up. And for everybody online, thank you guys directly for showing up as well, for seeking solutions. And everybody out there who sees somebody tweeting about, hey, the World Economic Forum is getting together, we should have our own event, the People's Reset, and sharing about what we're doing, or what we're all doing, what we're all co-creating together. So thank you for being warriors on that end as well. I wanted to talk to you today about what keeps coming up to my heart, to my mind, is harmony, the natural world, the intelligence, and the greatest intelligence that I'm coming across. And, you know, and I think this keeps coming up for me because I keep hearing about AI. I keep seeing AI. Everybody's rolling with the AI on social media and wanting to feed it and all of that, you know, and a lot of people talking about merging with AI and it's just becoming so natural for, you know, for some people. And that's cool. If that's what you want, that's great. Wonderful. I just kind of want to remind us and bring ourselves back to the intelligence that is already here, the natural world, us. We are part of the natural world. That intelligence that created the perfection of the natural world, the animals, the seeds, that each and every seed has this information to grow into a tree, into a plant, to fruit, to give off its medicine. In the natural world, somehow us beautiful human beings can birth, give life to other human beings. And it just so happens naturally. And with COVID, with the Agenda 2030, there just keeps being more and more fear being instilled in humanity. And it doesn't have to be that way. Which this event just comes to show, it isn't that way. It isn't that way. More and more people are finding the strength within themselves to say, heck no, I'm not going that direction. I want something different, right? And that's what we're here for. And I had this really interesting experience in 2020 that was the first time I've had an experience like that. And I just want to share a little bit about it with you because I feel it's helped me connect with that intelligence within each and every one of us. And so I got sick. You can call it COVID. You can call it whatever. Whatever you believe. Out here in Mexico, though, if you go get a test, a COVID test, a PCR test, which we already know, it's not even meant for that. If you go get a COVID test and it comes out positive, then you have COVID. If you go get a COVID test and it comes out negative, then you have dengue. Because the symptoms are so similar. Right? And that's the only way to know. But dengue has been around for how long? And people just, you know, treat it, deal with it, and they know that they just move on from it, right? Well, a few of us got sick from something. And I guess in that time, in that year, I was over it. I was so over it. I was like, I'm over this. I'm not okay with getting sick. I am not okay with it. Especially if everybody's all around me is buying into it. And once you get sick, you're going to be going to the hospital. You're going to be on a ventilator. You're going to be all these different things. Yes, it happened. Yes, I am not talking down on people's experiences. It has happened. And I'm sorry. But in me, in Miriam's world, it's not okay to get sick. It's not okay. I have the intelligence of God, creation, spirit, the universe within each and every cell in my body. And one thing that I've learned, well, in that time, I just brought in all the different practices that I've come across that have helped me in different ways in my life. And one of those is meditation. And if you know a little bit of what my work is about, or my activism, is bringing meditation to people. And I'm always just reminding people of the basics of meditation. So let me just share that with you real quick. Simply, if you want to start meditation, which is a practice that will help you relax, one, help you connect with your mind, help you learn about yourself more, help you become more present in your life, help you find more peace or create or connect with that peace within yourself a little bit more, and help you gain a broader perspective in what's happening within you, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and what's happening in the world around you and how you connect with it. And so much more about meditation, but we'll leave it there. And so very simple practice. And I mean, I'm saying meditation, but prayer is something that helps just as meditation does. And so you don't have to necessarily try to quiet your mind, the effort of it, try to make the effort to quiet your mind. It's okay. We can live with that monkey mind and practice still. And what that means, what that may look like for you, can be laying down, sitting on your favorite chair, sitting on the grass, sitting after a long day at work, or laying down at a time you're not going to go fall asleep, so don't do it in your bed, although you will have a good night's sleep, is simply relaxing your eyes, your face, your body, your shoulders, wherever you normally hold tension, relaxing your chest, your organs, your legs, your feet, finding that space of relaxation within yourself, checking in with your breath, how's your breath doing, and simply allowing your breath to come to a natural rhythm, its natural flow, finding more ease with patience. And then from there, you can simply observe your breath. Perhaps observe your thoughts. We're not trying to stop thoughts where they're at. We're not trying to force anything. We're just allowing to flow and observing. Anyways, this practice right here, and you can do that for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. This practice right here can evolve for you. And for me, sometimes it looks like that. Sometimes it's prayer. Going deep into prayer, and that helps a lot too. Well, anyways, so moving on to my story. So, and if you have any questions about meditation, or you want to practice, or you want to learn some more about it, just come talk to me. And I've been connected with lots of beautiful teachers in the Freedom Cell Network and this whole movement, and they have a lot to share. So if you want to find a really good teacher for yourself, your individual needs and what you're looking for, come talk to me. I'm happy to help. So I bring in meditation, and I also woke up, I don't know how to say it, but you know those moments when you start realizing that there's a lot of people that have lied to you and the government. Has that happened to some of you? Yeah? Okay. Well, that moment happened for me about 13 years ago. And I wanted to get healthier. I wanted my mind to be stronger. I was going through depression. I was understanding my depression. I was, you know, diving into all of that. And I started learning about health, right? Oh, Miriam, okay, if you run, it'll help your mind, right? And the stress and the anxiety and all of that. So I started running. Oh my gosh, good medicine, people. If you're down, go run. I started meditating too, right? And then I heard something about organic. Have you guys heard about organic? that they have to label our food organic. Have you guys heard about that? And a little red light went off. I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that government agency, that FDA, supposed to be there to protect and make sure that all the food and the pharmacy and the products on the shelf are safe for me and my family? They're not doing that? What? Wait a minute. I can't trust them. I can't trust them. I can't put my health, my well-being in their hands. It seems to me like their interests are not my health, my well-being, or my family's. I can't trust them. And if I can't trust them, if I can't trust that the government can, like, you know, control themselves and do what they set out or show themselves to be, or at least fool us to be, well, then what makes me believe that I can trust any sector of the government? Have you guys thought about that? I'm going to have a little drink of water, guys. So I did start diving into health to understand my body a little bit more, to understand how my body works. Because it turns out that a lot of the parasite class knows us more and knows us better than we know ourselves. So I started learning about health, and I started learning about cells, and I started learning about my organs, my immune system, my beautiful, incredible, intelligent gift, blessing of a being and human body that I have. So I started learning a lot about it, right? And then I learned about Dr. Joe Dispenza. And then I learned about, and, you know, I learned about herbalism. I learned about walking barefoot on the grass and how that's so good for us. And so I'm bringing in all these different modalities, all these different studies, all these different new awarenesses for me. And so I get sick with whatever this thing is. And I guess at that time, because of everything that's happening with COVID, I was so convicted. I was like, this is not going to happen. I am not going down like this. I am not going into this at all. This is ends here. And so I did a little ritual or something. I don't know what you would call it, but look, I just brought in everything that I knew. So I went to the kitchen. I boiled myself some tea. It was ginger. It was star anise. It had orange in it, and it had clove, and it had some honey. And so I grabbed my tea. I go into my bedroom. I drink my tea, and I lay down, and I said, I clean my space and everything, and I lay down, and I said, God, creator, spirit, insert name here for you, has created me with this beautiful intelligence running through each and every cell in my body, right? And that intelligence, from what I learned, that the cells, they respond to our awareness. They respond to our observation. So, also too, I have this amazing will that I've been gifted with, that when I direct my will in a certain way, things happen. Things get put into motion, right? And I also have this beautiful mind of mine that whenever I close my eyes or whenever I have these desires, these clear visions come to life in my head. Maybe not for you, maybe in a different way. Emotions. My emotions too. Whenever I have these visions too, or whenever I have these visions connect with these emotions, and these emotions connect with these visions, and it just amplifies itself. And it can be a dark roller coaster down, because sometimes it's anxiety and depression and sadness, right? And you start seeing the worst, and you start feeling the worst, and you start seeing the worst, and you start feeling the worst. But sometimes you start seeing the best, and you start feeling the best, and you start realizing what we truly are. And human beings, we are incredible. We are incredible. Our potential is of the greatest because we have our will, because we have our minds, because we have our voice. And that's another gift, our voice. Our words, their frequency. What we say, what we think, what we feel, what we believe in our beings, and what we say, we manifest. And you can think that's woo-woo, but look at your own life. Oh, I'm so old. My knee hurts. And then you start becoming, like, you start feeling older and your knee hurts even more. You manifest it. We do. We really do. And if we say, I am intelligent. I am smart. You look in the mirror and you say, wow, you are so beautiful. You feel it more because it's true, because you believe it. So I brought all these elements together. And so I went and I started talking to myself and I said, hey, there's something here. And I don't fully understand what's attacking us right now, but we can overcome this. We can. And so I wish I could teach this. I don't know what it is that I did, but I wish I could teach it in some way. But it really takes just conviction, is what I noticed in that moment. Believing that we're capable of this. So I went through each and every cell in my body and I said, you have the intelligence within you. You are always working in harmony. You always know what to do without me telling you what to do whenever you're doing it. And you know how to communicate with each and every cell perfectly around you. You know how to multiply. You know how to help each other out. You know how to clean through the body and all these different things. And I'm saying, now it's time to direct all of our energy on that which is in our body that does not belong here. It has no space here. It has no room here. I do not allow it. And it's got to go right now. It's got to go now. Thank you. And so, obviously, part of it was my immune system, so I was working and focusing on that mainly. And then, as I'm saying that, I'm also seeing my cells, the cells in my body, focusing on all of this. And whatever you imagine, that's how it is. That's just how I'm going to say it. That's how it is. So I imagine, like, all of my cells carrying whatever it is out of my body and letting it out. And I said, this ends tonight. This is the last of it. I see my boyfriend, my friends, 2, 3, 4 days feeling sick, 5, 6 days feeling sick, running to the bathroom, their bones aching, like sweating in the bed and just not being able to keep any food. All those different things. I'm like, no, I'm not about to go through that. So that night, I said, it leaves my body tonight and I wake up feeling 100% better. Better than whenever I was before I got sick. And I did! Guys, it was gone! It was gone! I was so amazed! I was so amazed! It's incredible what we're capable of, but we gotta believe in ourselves. We gotta know who we are. Who we are at the cellular level, at the energetic level, who we are, like, in this world, you know? And we are human beings. We have the intelligence of the universe within each and every cell of our bodies. It's so incredible. So just like that, we can work through the crap that we deal with. Our doubts, our insecurities, our fears, and that's what I'm working on. And look, I'm not perfect. I still have a lot of work to do. Just today to get up on stage, it took a lot. But just like that, you know, we can work through all of it. And remember, like, whenever I feel like I'm not intelligent enough to understand that idea or whatever, or I'm not financially wealthy enough or all those different things. No, dude, we can focus, our energy, our mind, our spirit, our attention. Oh my God, our attention, guys. If there's a crutch that we have as humanity right now, is where our attention is going. Social media, the dados, like all those different things. Like we need to, yes, learn about the world. Yes, learn what's going on with the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and all that. But bring our attention back. Who am I? What do I want? And where do I want to be in 5 years, 2 years, you know? Our attention, that is so important. So that's what I'm focusing on, is bringing my attention, my awareness back to myself with everything that I'm learning, putting it all into practice. And the solutions that people are offering, really taking them to heart and really feeling them in myself to know that, hey, if another human being came up with this idea, that means that it's in my consciousness, in the collective consciousness, which I'm part of, which means if it's in my consciousness, I am capable of manifesting it. So let me really put my mind and my heart into it and all of my effort and my energy to make it happen. Believe in myself, Miri. Believe in myself. You know, so just, if you guys want to learn more about the method or whatever I did there to overcome that, come talk to me. We'll discuss it. I'm sure we'll have really good conversations about it all. But yeah, I just wanted to remind you that you have all the power within you to overcome. And harmonizing with the intelligence of the natural world, right? There's so many tools around us. There's so many tools left and right coming. I mean, I don't know how much time I have left, so you guys let me know, okay? There's so many tools that we can learn, so many different practices, and 5 minutes? 10? 15? Cool. 20? Anymore? So many different practices, so many different tools, so many techniques that we have all around us that are being offered left and right in our communities. And look, I want to tell you, like, if you hear something, if something catches your eye and you see that, hey, this is effective, this helps amplify our consciousness, this helps us, like, realize ourselves and heal ourselves and be done with that and move forward. Hey, this helps us really regenerate the soil like that. Put it into practice. Learn it. Take it in and put it into practice. Oh, why am I snapping? One of these tools that I learned is permaculture. Is anybody familiar with permaculture? We have a day of permaculture and food independence because it's so important, right? There's no need for us to be labeling organic. It should just all be organic, naturally. But yeah, so I learned permaculture, and Derek and I took courses, and we got certified as permaculture teachers. So now we're bringing those tools into our lives, right? And if you don't know about permaculture, please look it up. It's a different practice that we can take on instead of just like visual agriculture, which damages the soil and the land and GMO seeds, and, you know, and our bodies too, because all those pesticides and all those chemicals that are being used, it's creating imbalance in the world around it, and it's creating imbalance in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirit. So talking about harmonizing with the natural world, permaculture, we put those different tools into practice, and we learn it for ourselves, and we can teach each other, then the farmers are doing it. And that's a huge difference. I mean, if we're doing it at home, right, that's a big difference in our being, in our lives, and in the lives of our neighbors, and in the lives of our families, and we help each other, and we can trade, and we're more independent, and we help nature and create more, you know, like balance out different things, but we help amplify the, what is it? We help amplify the idea of permaculture and get it further and further into more minds and more minds. And then farmers are practicing permaculture. And then there's huge communities practicing permaculture. You know, and more people are finding about organic food and organic farming and permaculture. And then there will, Monsanto will be obsolete. No people on medications necessarily, you know, maybe at the most, the bare minimum, you know. But everybody has their organic garden, their herbs, their teas, their medicine that they're making. Like, we need to keep sharing it. And sometimes we hold ourselves back because we're like, oh, I don't like talking to people. I'm not good with people. Oh, I'm not good at this. Oh, I'm not good at that. Fuck that! We are beautiful, beautiful human beings. And this right now is a time for all of us to flourish. For all of us to flourish in the way that we've always wanted to flourish in our hearts and in our minds. Do not hold back, people. Do not hold back. Do not hold back because your life depends on it. Do you want to go leave this lifetime with regrets? Nah! Do you want to leave your children or your grandchildren up to their agenda 2030? No. Do we want to teach them that we have the strength, the energy, the joy in every cell in our bodies to make our dreams a reality? Our 2030, oh, imagine that. Our 2030, all of us together, in different parts of the world, right? Permaculture farms, beautiful children, healthy, intelligent, strong, believing in themselves like we didn't at their age, like no others, running wild, helping the other kids in different ways, like helping each other out, like figuring different things out, like really believing in themselves, moving into towards their dreams, like skyrocketing. The elders in the villages, gardening, swimming, dancing. They're feeling so good looking at the permaculture farms growing and their grandchildren running around, all organic. The education systems, guys. All the children being pulled out of their education systems and their minds just being liberated. And now they can be whoever they want to be, do whatever they want to do. And they recognize the importance of not doing any harm to others, of living voluntarily, and respecting one another. That's important. We can go on with this vision, right? But I just want to say, I want to mention that different healing modalities, permaculture, all these different tools that a lot of us are learning through at the greater reset, the greater reset. Let's make this the greatest reset. Yeah? Let's make this the greatest reset. And let this be it, you know? We've harmonized. We're living healthy. We're living abundantly. We can protect ourselves from whatever. And they're not a threat. They're just not. Well, have you guys, one last tool I want to share before I wrap this up. Have you guys heard about VEO? Extraocular vision? Who said that? Extraocular vision. Guys, this is one of those other tools that I just wanted to share with you about recognizing the intelligence of the natural world. I mean, which we are a part of. Our minds have that natural intelligence. Extraocular vision is a technique that has, or a course, that has been created by a man called Noé Esperón here in Mexico. And I just recently learned about this last year while Derek and I were touring Mexico. And this VEO is a mental development course for kids that also helps amplify their consciousness. What does that mean? Ah, bad words. What does that mean? That means that Through the course, these kids are taught how to see blindfolded, which is really cool. They get to draw, they get to read blindfolded. But the very cool aspect of it all is that if they had insecurities, overcome. They overcome those insecurities. If they had difficulties at school, they are now like maybe the most intelligent in their class, and now they're helping kids in that class, right? With math, if they had difficulties with math or reading or whatever it was. If they had speech difficulties, it helps them with that. If they had all sorts of different difficulties that we go through as children, it helps them with that, and it helps them live a life where they're guiding the life that they really want to live and not being held back by their doubts, their insecurities, their fears, and things like that. They're humans still. They're amazing human beings. Just opening the doors for them, opening the road for them even more through this tool. Well, if you don't know more about it, if you want to learn more about it, I highly recommend looking it up. But the creator of this technique, he has this vision. He's pro-humanity. And he has this vision of having a whole generation of kids being taught VEO. And I want to be a part of that. So I got certified to become a VEO teacher. And I want to get to the point where I can certify other teachers so that we can help the children recognize what's right for them and what's not right for them without even thinking it twice, right? Without being caught up in what the media wants them to believe and where it wants to take them, right? Or social media and where the world around them wants to take them. Instead, they know who they are and the lives that they want to lead. And it's so beautiful. Y'all should definitely check it out. All to say that all these different tools that I'm learning, that my partner is learning, we're going to be offering them, offering courses, offering workshops, offering retreats at the education center that we plan on, and we're making plans and working towards creating and manifesting, which is part of the greater vision, the Conscious Agora, which is our community project. And teaching all the different tools that you're learning at the Greater Reset, not just this Greater Reset, but the last three Greater Resets. And yeah, helping humanity in that way, become more free, more sustainable, more healthy, strong, vibrant, heal emotionally, spiritually, and create the 2030 of your dreams, right? So I want to present to you the Conscious Agora and our community. And there's actually Derek is a part of it, and there's two friends here that are part of the community, Jess and Ethan. And give it up for Jess and Ethan. They've been doing so much work to make this happen. And so has the rest of our community. And so right now we are, we just started a campaign, a fundraising campaign to get the property. We've seen the property. Our community has been working together like for 2 years. Working on building our relationship, working on our legal documents, because good documents make good friends, learning different tools and techniques that we want to put into practice once we get the property, like permaculture. Obviously, we don't want to fail as a community, so we've been taking courses on how to be a successful community and like all the different teachers that are out there that have gone through all this. And also, there's so many of us that have different backgrounds of bioconstruction, of healing, and so much more. And we want to bring all of our love for a free world and that vision that we hold collectively, and all of our skills, and make this a reality as the Conscious Agora. Buy this land, create our education center and our healing center, and invite all of you to come be a part of it. And bring your skills, learn with us, grow with us, and create a model that can be used to be replicated and tweaked to your liking, to be used all around the world to create a network of free communities helping each other out. So we're going to show you a clip, a video.
Hey everyone, my name is Derek Brose. For the last 13 years, I've been an activist and a journalist, and I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking for community, trying to understand how to create a better world. And I've done so many different things to try to do this. I've done protests and rallies and marches. I even ran for mayor, thinking that maybe this was the way to create the world that I want. And over the years, I've come to see that it's not really going to lead to the change I want, that if I want to see change in the world, I need to be that change. I need to create it myself and live it and embody it. And so in 2016, I started thinking about this idea of creating an eco-village called the Conscious Agora. It would be built around the ideas of individual liberty, permaculture, and mindfulness, trying to create a better world, be better people, continually evolving as people all around. And I've been working on this idea for the last few years, but it wasn't till 2020, when my partner Miriam and I moved to Mexico, that this project really took on its next phase.
Hola, my name is Miriam, and my desire to live in harmony with all life has led me to learn permaculture, to learn different healing modalities, and also organize community events like group meditations and yoga classes. Our decision to move to Mexico led us to Morelia, Michoacán, a beautiful mountainous region known for its vast bodies of water and its rich soils. This right here is where we found the land and future home of the Conscious Agora. Filled with hills and springs and mountain water and delicious fruit trees, we fell in love. We looked for beautiful people who shared a similar vision, and for the last 2 years, we have been working together to strengthen that bond, that relationship. And now, these are the founding members of the Conscious Agora.
Hi, my name is Jess. Leading sea kayaking trips on the west coast of Canada gave me the opportunity to share my love for the wild and outdoor spaces and reconnect with nature. Now I'm excited to be part of this project, the Conscious Agora, that together with your help, will live as an example of what's possible when we live in a holistic and symbiotic connection with the natural world and each other.
Hi, my name's Ethan, and I am super stoked to be a part of this project. We've got a beautiful piece of land here in mind. It's phenomenal. For the last like 10, 12 years of my life, I've really been longing to be a participant in something like this that's focused on individual autonomy within community, as well as earth restoration and regenerative agricultural practices, permaculture, and all that kind of stuff. I've been into it for a number of years now, and I've been following Derek's work for about 5 years now, starting in 2018. When he put out the invite to participate in this, I was super excited. I was like, man, I gotta get involved in that. So here I am. They welcomed me into the project. The vision that Derek and Miriam have outlined of building somewhat of a template or model for other communities to emulate and build from, that's very unique. There's nobody out there that I'm aware of doing this. So with your help, we can make that possible.
With your financial support, the Conscious Agora team will be able to complete the purchase of our land. From there, we will build the Holistic Education Center, which will be our home for teaching permaculture skills, natural building, self-defense, meditation, and other practical skills that you can use to empower yourself. Our long-term goal is to take all of the knowledge we gain and all of the information we have and share it with you, so you can create your own Conscious Agora where you live. Together, we can create a network of free communities focused on building a better world for coming generations.
Thank you for your support.
Because of you, the Conscious Agora is becoming a reality. Thank you, guys. I'm kind of emotional now. Thank you so much. And remember that you are powerful. Like Derek says, you are beautiful and you are free. And take good care of yourselves and do your very, very best.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a 5-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating 5 focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4 co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.